WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The week before the departure of College Station city manager comes word that the city's deputy manager is also leaving. Mayor Carl Mooney says Chuck Gilman is headed to the San Jacinto River Authority, a position that Gilman did not apply for. The mayor also says Gilman will serve as interim manager for up to 60 days starting next week. Mooney says the city council will meet next week to start the discussion of what lies ahead, but the mayor added it's fortunate the city has some great department heads.
It's not like suddenly the city's going to come to a stop, but certainly we need to move as quickly as we can and make some good decisions and find the right person to lead the city of College Station in that city manager's office.
Gilman is in his fifth year as deputy manager and his 11th year with the city of College Station. A split vote at the last College Station City Council meeting was over the name that will be given to the city's new community center. The former Arts Council building on Dartmouth will be known as the Bob and Wanda Meyer Community Center. Bob Brick was one of two council members who sought the title of Senior and Community Center.
The Meyers gave a substantial amount of funding for promoting senior programs, and this is part of that. I would not object at all to having senior named in the title of the building, but having the word "and" in there suggests that it's not exclusively a senior center.
Jerome Rectorick was part of the majority vote that left out the word senior.
Again, I think having the term senior in there is making it exclusive and limited to other age groups, and I don't believe that is the intent for the city. I hate to use the word discriminating, but you're potentially discriminating against other age groups.
The reference to the senior center was supported by College Station Senior Advisory Committee and Parks and Recreation Board. Bryan City Council members had little reaction to a consultant's recommendation to build a $6 million animal center at MLK and Moss Street west of the freeway. Consultant Larry Conley fielded a question from Mayor Andrew Nelson about whether the new building would address future increases in animal population.
Even though your community may continue to grow and is expected to grow, the percentages per capita of impounded animals will continue to decline.
Bryan's current animal center has room for 92 animals. The new building would house 140 dogs and cats along with livestock. Conley says the project is included in the city's capital improvement plan in the year 2022. The city of Bryan has achieved the best fire protection standard in the country. Philip Bradley with the ISO rating company was among national and state officials at last night's city council meeting.
And so this is very important for people to know and understand, because the insurance companies choose to modify their homeowners and commercial policy premiums based on the classification that we assign, but more importantly, the fire protection provided by a community.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor said the ISO 1 rating also takes into account Brazos County 911 dispatch and the city's water services department. Bryan is one of 57 cities in Texas and 311 in the country to achieve the top rating. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 63 degrees. Text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 31st, learn all about selecting plants for your spring landscape. Selecting plants that are adaptable and planting them in the right places are important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance, your local independent insurance agency in College Station in Navasota. You know, insurance companies spend millions on commercials trying to convince you they care more about you or that their brand is somehow better. It's like somehow they're not as interested in making a profit as the next one. I'm here to tell you that I, for one, just don't buy it. Insurance companies serve a critical financial role in our lives, but I can assure you they won't sell much of anything unless they believe they can be profitable. So don't buy the hype. For most families and businesses, I believe their agent is the most important part of the process. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we can help you understand what you're buying and the options that are available. We represent a wide range of insurance companies, so we have the ability to do what's best for you. And if a problem arises, you have someone you can turn to for help. So give us a call today at 694-1555, visit us on the web at wegibson.com, or at either of our locations in College Station or Navasota. As always, we appreciate your business.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, time to check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
The heavy rain that was in the western part of the state yesterday moving into our area this morning. That's why a flash flood watch is in effect until early Thursday morning. Showers, thunderstorms, heavy downpours, maybe some strong cells today, high 75 to 80. Showers end tonight, lows 55 to 60. Developing sun tomorrow with a high of 80, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Friday we'll have sunshine, highs around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, yesterday was Aggie Football Pro Day. Jimbo Fisher was holding court with the media afterwards. He was asked a little bit about wide receiver Christian Kirk.
Just in my meeting with Christian when I first got here doing bowl practice and watching him practice, and just, you know, Christian gets it. I mean, I'll be shocked if he didn't have an unbelievable professional career.
Kirk is hoping to be drafted in the first round. It would make 9 straight years that an Aggie has been drafted or taken in the first round of the NFL draft. So hopefully that will all work out. We'll hear a little bit more from Christian Kirk as well as Johnny Manziel, who was president of Aggie Football Pro Day yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
So there you go. So you know, if you're into color radar, which is what we do on the radio all the time.
Ooh, yeah,
it's yellow and some orange in Bryan.
Ooh, pretty. Ooh.
Yeah, and there's some green in the rest of the county. Ooh, and then some green down toward Navasota.
Everybody
now
wants some green.
You want some really heavy, do the dark orange thing.
Yep. And the red,
that's west of Brenham.
Okay,
are there any blues in the radar?
I don't know what blue is.
I think there's purple. Purple's worse.
Blue is like snow. We're not going to have any blue here.
Oh, okay.
Not this time of year.
No blue.
Darn.
Anyway, but this is, as we mentioned earlier, I mean, this thing goes from down near San Antonio all the way up to Cincinnati. It's big.
Whew.
It's really big.
Apparently, according to Twitter, there was a big thunderclap that was earlier. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was... Had we started the news yet? It was in the 7 o'clock hour.
I'm not
right,
sure.
Right at 7 o'clock.
I had no idea.
Anyway,
right through it.
Now, if you're headed down toward Houston and all that, there's no rain in that direction. That's fine. But if you're headed due west, you're going to catch some rain. And if you're headed up to Waco, there's going to be rain then up into the Metroplex. So there you go.
So just don't go to Waco today.
Yeah. Well, any day.
Ooh. No, you say you liked Waco.
I lived in Waco and I enjoyed living there.
You are an adamant Waco defender.
I am I don't know about adamant, but I was, and it was a good time to be there athletically as well. So it was a good time to be there. Anyway, apparently we need to talk to bunnies.
Okay.
Hey, little bunny. Specifically, the fact that rabbits do not lay eggs. I mean, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I thought we had some eggs that were up in the basket. Is that, yeah, were those not rabbit eggs?
No, see, according to Google AdWords, the phrases, do bunnies lay eggs and do rabbits lay eggs, each receive between 1,000 and 10,000 average monthly searches, which
wow,
is a pretty big number.
I can see how it gets confusing for
sure,
people.
Sure, I guess so. I guess that's probably,
you know,
why.
I mean.
So we're just here to clear it up because we're the infomaniacs.
Right.
They don't lay eggs.
They're mammals.
Yeah, wait. Bunnies do not lay eggs.
They lay bunnies.
You say, right. You say that. There are two kinds of animals or mammals that lay eggs.
I know, the duck-billed platypus.
Right.
All right, what's the other one?
The echidna?
I don't
the
know.
The spiny anteater.
Really?
Okay, well.
So we got that.
You're right. Okay, I apologize. Bunnies still don't lay eggs.
They really don't.
Okay. And they're not cream-filled.
No, they're not, as a matter of fact.
They are tasty, though.
Yeah, okay.
Bunnies or Cadbury eggs?
No, both.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
never had rabbit before?
Actually, no, I don't think I have.
And you can buy it in the store.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's
like just at your normal grocery store?
Yes,
do I just go to a special store?
Well, no, I think it's, I mean, it's not in every store. But
I'm not opposed to trying it by any means. Okay. But no, I've never,
caller.
I don't think I've tried rabbit.
Yeah, bunnies lay chocolate chips.
They lay chocolate chips.
Of course they do. Isn't that cute? But the thing is, this isn't just, you know, coming up on Sunday is Easter. But it's not just any Easter. Okay?
No.
This Sunday is Easter and April Fool's Day. It's both. Here are some tips to make your Easter April Fool's unforgettable. Do not hard boil your Easter eggs. Toss one to Aunt Edna and let the hilarity begin.
Oh, yeah.
Tell your kids to hunt for eggs, but don't hide any. Let them loose in the backyard and see how long it takes for them to realize the eggs were never hidden in the first place.
Yeah.
Chocolate dip vegetables. Snap a photo and catch the look on their faces when they bite into those chocolate dipped carrots. Or better yet, tell them you woke up early and ate all the Easter candy. It's Easter. It's April Fool's. It's both. Brought to you by crying kids who take candy seriously and won't ever trust you again.
So there you go. Well, I got that going on for you.
Well, you know, Easter probably was the original April Fool's because Jesus was like, psych, not dead. April Fool's.
Out of here. Okay. For some, it's not Easter without Peeps. Okay. Or beer.
Actually, did the Peeps get taken in the break room?
I saw no Mom, peeps
Mom
there this
throws
morning.
Them in there just for, you know, decoration. Okay. We always
for funsies.
Get them in our Easter baskets. Yeah. And so, and she put in two packages to the break room Easter basket.
They weren't there yesterday.
And you're right. I'm thinking about it. They weren't. So someone took them.
Somebody might have taken them home and going to feed them to their kids and get them all sugared up.
Well, that's
Zach,
right.
Do you like Peeps?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, there are Peeps, of course, for some people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, for others, there's beer.
Yes. Easter beer?
That's the
beer Peeps?
That's it.
Oh.
Collective Brewing Project in Fort Worth came up with Peeps beer, actually. I guess the other way around rather than beer Peeps. Described as a sour ale flavored with Peeps, vanilla, and butterfly pea flower, whatever that is.
Oh, okay. That sounds awful.
Said to give the beverage a purple color.
No. No.
To make things even more over the top, they've added edible glitter after the beer is properly fermented.
That sounds terrible.
Well, it does. I mean, I understand that there are these craft brewers out there who want to come up with things that are unique, little
right.
one-offs,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure that Peeps beer is where you necessarily need to go for that.
No, thanks.
Just it's out there. Okay. Once again, just to let you know, in the meantime, your rubber ducky is very dangerous. It's apparently got all sorts of...
Well, it's made out of plastic, and plastic kills.
Sure, it's got fungal... No, it's got fungal stuff.
Oh.
Fungal stuff
fungal.
All over.
If it sits there in the bathtub all the time, think about how often you wash the rubber ducky.
Yeah, just saying. We'll have that story for you in the next half hour. In the meantime, make sure that you recycle or donate your old smartphones. It may be that's what we'll have to do to save our planet. A new study that has been conducted found that smartphones, tablets, laptops, and other gadgets have a destructive effect on our environment.
Oh, man. Well, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Oh, you're having thoughts about that?
Okay. No, well, I'm just saying. I mean,
good.
You know.
Looking at the data, researchers determined that electronic waste accounted for 1% of the carbon footprint in 2007.
Oh.
Now it's up to 14%.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, wait. It'll be 14% in 2040.
Oh.
I won't care in 2040.
Scott, it's not my planet anymore.
Exactly.
Either that or you just won't be coherent enough to
care.
Don't
care.
But here is the thing that these people don't think about. You know what? Technology continues to advance. The things that we do today, we're using stuff that we never used before in ways we never did before. They're going to come out with foldable cell phones in the next 2 or 3 years. I mean, come on. Do they think that we're not going to come up with some way to, again, if this is going to destroy the Earth, to not make it destroy the Earth? I know, they think science is just going to stand still and we're all going to stay only as smart as we are today, but nonetheless. It's the components that are causing the problems.
Wait, did you just say foldable cell phones?
Yeah.
Like they haven't invented that already? Well, with the flip phone?
They're not in the...
I mean, it's foldable.
I think like the phone itself, you can like fold.
Folds up.
Like it's bendy.
Right, exactly. It's bendy.
That's a good point.
You can
though.
Roll it up. Yeah.
Yeah. That, I don't think they were meaning the flip phone.
Well, it came to mind.
Oh, did it? Okay. All right. Yeah. Sure. No. They're talking about the kind that you might like be able to roll up like a piece of paper and stick someplace.
Gotcha. It would be interesting.
It would be.
Another way to lose it. Okay.
But, that's right. But it'll be there. Just saying.
What's something back in the day, Scott, that you thought we would have by now that we don't?
Flying cars.
Yeah, it seems like that was everybody. That's what they thought.
Yep. Right. Well, they
promised it with the Jetsons.
Those were the pictures.
Right.
I mean, that's what they would show us. That was their fault for doing that.
I don't know if I've ever thought like, oh, we would have this by now. Tattoo removal. Better tattoo removal.
Well, that's and
better,
you know,
tattoo removal.
And again,
because it's still just kind of there. It's
right.
Just faded, and it still hurts.
I was going to say it hurt. It costs money, and it's still there.
And I don't feel like they've really made any large advances.
Do you have a backstory for this, Reeves?
No,
I
don't.
Is there a reason why you're sharing this?
No. And I don't have any tattoos, nor have I ever, therefore, have had to get one removed.
Right.
But I think when I was younger and I, you know, still kind of toyed with the idea of getting one, I thought, well, and by the time I ever want to get it removed, it'll be really easy. And I don't think it's gotten any easier.
But it will.
Yeah.
But it will.
It will. But there's still nothing
before that butterfly turns into a giant moth on your back.
Well, that's, they'll have these places where you'll go and, you know, you'll stick your arm into this machine and you'll leave it there for 20 minutes and you'll pay them $2,000 and it'll be gone.
Speaking of tattoos, did y'all see Ben Affleck's tattoo on his back?
No.
So apparently it was shown in a movie a while back,
okay.
and he said it was for the movie and it was fake. And it takes up his entire back, and it's like a rising phoenix from the ashes type thing in full color.
Okay.
Well, he was recently photographed at the beach somewhere, and he still has it. And it's been years since he said that it was for a movie. So now people realize it's real, and it's really, really obscene.
So do you think less of him because he did that?
No. I mean, I don't know what I thought of Ben Affleck in the first place,
gotcha.
But it's just odd. It just looks really odd on him.
Hashtag not my Batman.
So does Paula Peretti actually have that thing on her neck?
Oh, the spider web?
On NCIS? Do we
I don't
know.
Know. I should, here, what's her name? Paula
Peretti.
Does Mike Tyson really have that face tattoo? That's
he does have that. Yeah, Pauly that's true.
Peretti.
He does. Yeah.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Let's see. The only, no. I don't think she does.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, you talking about putting your arm in a machine for 20 minutes to remove a tattoo. It's a good chance before you pull it out or your arm won't be there either.
Well, that's, you know.
No, she does not. I found some just regular red carpet photos of her, and there is no spider web tattoo on her neck.
All right, there you go. So we got that going on. HQ, that's that mobile trivia game we had talked about.
Right.
Scored a couple of major sponsorships, giving players chances to win bigger prizes.
Boom.
On Monday, Nike used its HQ deal as part of the annual Air Max Day commemorating March 26th, which is the day that Air Max was first released back in 1987. The prize is $100,000. Today, HQ and Warner Brothers will team up to promote the movie that's coming out, Ready Player One. $250,000 pot for the game.
Oh.
It starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
Might have to download.
Is it
an app or...
You know, I don't know how that works. Okay. You have some friends who do it.
Remember if it was an app or if they just went online.
And again, it's the idea of it's basically a trivia quiz, and you have to answer all of the questions right. You keep going, and it's a process of elimination.
Yeah, it's an app,
to that
apparently.
Point. Okay. So. Anyway, so tonight's game is $250,000, which, hey, you know, you could spend your... You could spend your time on your phone much less productively than that.
For sure.
So maybe if you're smart and know how to do that. All right, 724.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon. When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning, 725 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs. Is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Kind of light rain right now. It's going to get heavier here in the next probably hour. We do have a flash flood watch in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Could get up to 2 inches of rain here in isolated places and this entire portion of the state. A 90% chance of the rain continuing tonight. Then it starts to clear out, 78 under decreasing clouds tomorrow. Then we got sunshine on Friday and Saturday, upper 70s to near 80. Right now the winds are out of the north at 17 and it's 63.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
A man of the cloth, a pastor, has asked the mayor of Chicago to change the names of two parks in his neighborhood. Bishop James Dukes, pastor to Liberation Christian Center, says Chicago has no business honoring George Washington and Andrew Jackson. He says that both were slave owners, which is especially offensive in Chicago's black communities. He told the media, "When my children or grandchildren walk through these parks and say, 'Grandfather, wasn't he a slave owner?' how do I explain that? And how do I reconcile that with their views of what heroes are?" Pastor Dukes says that he isn't trying to eradicate history. He just wants it put where it belongs so it can be taught properly. Now, who does Pastor Dukes think is worthy of having their names on community parks? Well, he offered a couple of ideas. The Reverend Jackson or Michael Jackson. Actor Leslie Odom Jr., who performed in the Broadway musical Hamilton, also weighed in. He told TMZ that pulling down statues of Washington and Jefferson should be on the table for discussion. Perhaps the better question for Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, and Pastor Davis and Mr. Odom, isn't what the name of the parks ought to be. It's whether children and grandchildren who visit the parks in Chicago these days stand a chance of getting out of them alive. I mean, there's a lot of people getting shot in Chicago. You remember that, right? Kids, too.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, if you own land, you know that spring is the best time of year to get work done on your property. Now, during the month of March, my good friends at Mahindra have special red tag savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. During the Mahindra red tag sale, enjoy up to $7,900 in tractor cash back and savings, or utility vehicle savings up to $1,700. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranties will come standard. So get the most out of your land and your budget with Mahindra's spring red tag savings. You'll see why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Learn more about rugged Mahindra utility vehicles and the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan's fire chief was in his dress uniform last night as he and a group of firefighters were among those accepting a plaque recognizing the city achieve a Class 1 fire protection rating.
And that's a very big night for us, for the city of Bryan, the fire department, the water department, and also Brazos County 911 dispatch.
Also on hand was State Fire Marshal Chris Keneally.
The biggest winners here are the citizens of Bryan. It was through this investment that hopefully their insurance costs will go down.
Bryan joins 56 other cities in Texas and 310 in the country to achieve the ISO 1 rating, which is used by insurance companies to determine rates on homes and businesses. About 4 years from now, the city of Bryan might start construction on a $6 million animal control center. Yesterday's city council workshop included a consultant's recommendation to build a new facility at MLK and Moss Streets west of the freeway.
The study takes in mind several things. First of all, it recognizes the need to change the community perspective about an animal shelter facility. It is the next logical step in animal welfare, which impacts quality of life for both humans and animals. It enhances the community as we begin to prepare for the future, and it helps individuals visualize what can be. In other words, we could use something like this study now. We can take it out and use it as a fundraising tool.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker told the council the number of animals coming into the center has dropped since the city took over that responsibility more than 6 years ago.
In fiscal year 12, when we first started, we brought in roughly 3,200 animals. Pretty good number. This last year, we dropped that below 2,200. And so all those activities that we're doing out in the field, public education, working with volunteers, that's working for us.
Currently, the city of Bryan has a capacity of 92 animals. The new building would address the future need to house 140 dogs and cats along with livestock. What will soon be the former Arts Council building in College Station will be known as the Bob and Wanda Meyer Community Center. That followed a split vote at the last College Station City Council meeting. John Nichols was one of two councilmen who supported adding the word senior, recognizing the Myers contributing more than half the funding to renovate the building.
Where the will specifically indicates that it is for senior programming, for senior programs, suggests that we absolutely need to honor them by using that name in the title of the building if we're putting their name on it.
Linda Harvell was part of the majority vote that left out the word senior in the title.
I'm afraid that it's going to be so exclusive, the perception of being so exclusive, that that young family ain't going to have a birthday party there, or a high school isn't going to have a reunion or something, but you know, along those lines. I think that it's important that the seniors have a priority for their senior programming, because that's what this is all about.
The reference to the senior center was supported by College Station's Parks and Recreation Board and the Senior Advisory Committee. The College Station City Council now has to deal with the departure of City Hall's number 2 administrator. Mayor Carl Mooney says Deputy Manager Chuck Gilman is leaving to join the San Jacinto River Authority.
It was a bit of a surprise to Chuck. It wasn't a position that he applied for.
The mayor says Gilman will serve as interim city manager for up to 60 days as Kelly Templin starts next week at the A&M Systems Rellis campus.
And the council will meet early next week and decide just what kind of a direction we're going to go into. And there's a number of options that we can play out here. Fortunately, we've got some great department chairs.
Gilman is in his 11th year with the city of College Station, the last five as deputy manager. Blinn College has announced the hiring of its first academic leader at the school's new Rellis campus location. Christopher Mars previously served as the executive officer for Texas A&M's Naval ROTC program. He also served as A&M's senior naval officer and an associate professor of naval science. Mars starts Monday as Blinn's executive dean at Rellis, where classes start this fall. College Station Police has released photos of a man and a woman accused of scamming a woman of an undisclosed amount of money. The couple was able to get the victim to pay part of a $3,000 fee in order to claim a winning lottery ticket. After getting the victim's money, the woman faked she was sick. She and the man told the victim they were going into a pharmacy, but instead they ran away. The photos are online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension's Brazos Valley Injury Prevention Coalition is bringing awareness through their Please Be Seated campaign. Program coordinator Mary Jo Prince says you can report motorists driving around with unrestrained children in their vehicles. You can mail a specially designed postcard, which are available at various locations throughout the Brazos Valley, to the TxDOT Bryan District Office, or you can go online to brazosvalleyinjuryprevention.tmu.edu.
When someone sends in the card, it's not a matter of us sending a citation or DPS sending a citation. It's just a means for us to provide them with additional information.
Prince added they're hosting a child safety seat checkup event on Saturday, April 7th from 8:30 to 11 a.m. in the Bryan Target parking lot. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 63 degrees. You can text or call us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation. Our top to
All right, so my computer froze again. What is this? Is this going to be like a weekly event? Is that what we're going to do? All right. 7:38. I'm sorry.
Just for the Bill Flores show.
That's it. So here's the deal. Let me do the weather real quick, and then we'll do a sports tease, and then we'll take care of the. Yeah, okay. I'm going to read you the weather. How's that? Brazos Valley weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Okay, here we go. Look for a high temperature today, about 75 degrees. We'll be under a flash flood watch until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. A 90% chance of rain tonight, then Thursday 78 for a high temperature, and Friday 75 for a high, and then Saturday 81 for a high. And right now 63 out there. This is when you do the sports tease.
And I'm Zach Taylor. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie football held its pro day yesterday. Johnny Manziel, 2012 Heisman Trophy winner, was on campus, and was competing as well, along with other guys he was working out. He said even though he was there, it wasn't all about him.
I know sometimes when I get involved, it turns into be a little bit about me, and it's really not. That's why I said what I said yesterday in a tweet, that you know, this is Christian's day. This is his day. These are the rest of the guys' day that are out here trying to fulfill their dream of getting drafted.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Johnny coming up, as well as Christian Kirk and Jimbo Fisher. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right, there you go. It's the aforementioned Congressman Flores in the studio this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in the rain.
Good morning. I tell you what, I should have called in based on what I saw outside with all the flashing lights everywhere.
Yeah, we don't know how to drive sometimes when the weather gets wet. I know that you met with some folks last night. I want to talk really today, unless you have something else in mind. I kind of want to talk about the omnibus bill. You and I spoke last week.
Right.
I don't like the mechanics of it at all.
Oh, it sucks.
And you know, and you're our representative. So
right.
You're not the only one who feels frustrated over this.
Absolutely.
If we elected a president who supposedly is going to drain the swamp and change the way things are, why don't we have a reading period when it comes to important bills like an omnibus bill?
Well, we actually do have a rule in the House. It's a three-day rule. It could technically be 24 hours and 2 seconds, but nonetheless, we have a three-day rule. In this case, the rule that we voted on in order to bring this bill to the floor waived that three-day rule. So there were 17 hours from the point in time when this bill was filed until we voted on it. That was pretty frustrating to me. That's the reason I originally whipped no, because I wasn't sure we were going to be able to tear into this thing because it was over 2,200 pages long. Fortunately, when you dig into it, you can see that about 85 to 90% of it's the same bill that the House passed in September of last year. We just had to go find the 10 to 15% that involved change numbers, change policies, and so forth. And so we were able to, by parsing it out like that, able to get through it and figure out what was in it. I did ultimately rip no. But the White House put on a full assault to try to get those of us that went no to come around to yes. And based on what the White House asked us to do, I went ahead and voted yes. And by then, we had gotten our arms around the bill. It's one of those typical omnibuses. It's got some things in it you really like increase in military funding to $700 billion. But also had some things in it you didn't like. The thing that bothers me the most about it is it gives people that have some other sort of a political objective a chance to throw out a 10-second soundbite, like saying it funds Planned Parenthood, and then I've got to spend 5 minutes to try to undo that false 10-second narrative.
So, all right, do what you can to make sure that we understand that narrative, because that did come out that they said, oh, so there were people who said that there was funding in there for Planned Parenthood.
Yes, let me say this. Since 2011, since I got sworn into Congress in January 2011, Republicans took over the House of Representatives, there has not been one single appropriations bill that has included any direct funding for Planned Parenthood. That said, there's a section of these bills that funds what's called Title 10. And under Title 10, organizations can apply for federal dollars to use to promote their individual missions. Under the Obama administration, Planned Parenthood would apply and would use some of those monies for their purposes, but not for abortion, because those funds are protected from being used for abortions by the Hyde Amendment and several other amendments that are still in current law. And now that we've got the Trump administration has appointed its people to be in senior positions at Health and Human Services, or HHS, as it's more commonly noted. And he suspended all those, or stopped all those types of payments, and also changed the Mexico City policy and a variety of other things. So I can say with absolute clarity that there's $0 that Planned Parenthood could ever receive from this omnibus because of those protections. But let's say they did somehow, that some leaked out dormant Planned Parenthood. It won't, but if it did, the Hyde Amendment and several other amendments keep that from being used to kill unborn children. So that's the deal. I've got a couple of things here. I'm a member of the Values Action Team and also the Pro-Life Caucus in Congress, and they have put together some pretty good schedules. I'll leave these with you. Of course, our radio audience is going to get the ability to look at these, but Andre, who's here with me today, is going to try to find a way to get these out in the public domain so that people can look at it and see what actually in the bill, what's not.
You know, we end up with bullet points out of this, and one of the bullet points came out. Trump said there's not enough money in there for the wall, so let's take money out of the military budget and build the wall. So where are we on the wall?
Well, the president this time, This is a his behavior sometimes I kind of have to scratch my head over it. He, like I said, he put a full court press on all of us at Whip Note to vote yes to support the bill. And then on the day we voted for the bill, last Thursday, he put out a statement of administrative policy to say that the White House supports the bill. And it talked about all the good things in it, including the fact that the bill authorized the construction and or repair of more miles of barrier than he originally asked for. So, you know, several of us went and based on the White House's support for the bill, because they had actually been part of the agreement, I mean, part of the negotiations as well, we voted yes. And then the next morning, the president gets up and he finds his tweeter and he sends out a note and says, hey, I may veto this thing. And I'm thinking, okay, you just cut me off at the knees. Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
And so that's, again, that's just one of the fascinating things we have to deal with.
One final thing, I guess, on the omnibus bill. This is a perfect time to once again say, why don't we do a line item veto?
I'm with you on that. I mean, I wish we could have a line item veto. And that way, these deals that get cut, because you've got to find a way to get 60 senators in the Senate because of these 1800s-era rules that they live by, that would give the president a chance to go through and scoop those back out of the bill. I'd love to do that. The chances of passage until we get a different congressional makeup are probably not going to happen. But I'd love to have a line item veto.
I want to shift gears. It appears now that Mark Zuckerberg is going to come before Congress. That's going to be a committee, that you sit on. What do you want to find out from Mark Zuckerberg?
Well, one of the things that the American people really don't have a good appreciation for is how their data is gathered and tracked and used and disseminated. And Facebook's not the worst. Google is really the worst. And if you have an Android phone, you're sending thousands of bits of data per hour to Google, and who knows what they do with it. And so I'm hoping to raise the consciousness of the American people as to what's happening with these technology companies, with their data. I mean, just, you know, which profile you go visit on Facebook, or what you post on Facebook, or where you check in. I think the American people need to know what's happening, and I think we need to set a different standard for privacy where people opt in to have their privacy, to waive their privacy, so that, you know, if you sign up for Google or a Facebook, your data is held tight. It cannot be disseminated or used or whatnot in Cambridge Analytica or wherever, but only if you check a box, then would it be usable by others.
But you know the way people are. They don't read their service agreements.
They don't read their terms. Right.
They do not do that. Where else or at what other level should the government inject itself into this situation?
Well, I think it's here because, I mean, this is kind of part of the big debate we had over net neutrality and the way net neutrality gutted the privacy provisions that people had under the Federal Trade Commission when Chairman Wheeler did it under the Obama administration when he put in his form of net neutrality. We've got to look at reestablishing a privacy relationship between companies and everyday Americans, and then let them know what the risks are and what, you know, their rewards, because they get, you know, free ads and like that, if you want that. I'm looking forward to this discussion with Zuckerberg, so that it raises the consciousness of many of us that just aren't paying attention. When I say us, just American people on Main Street, they're not paying attention to what they're doing with their privacy when they're on different platforms or using their smartphones.
Okay. Quickly, anything else we need to touch on?
Well, I think it's really important to talk about two things related to omnibus. Number one is, this is the first year of a two-year agreement to fund our military at the right levels. And so I'm pretty frustrated with people to say, throw out the 10-second sound bite to say it funds Planned Parenthood, when you and I just discussed it does not. And then they overlook the fact, or I think they use that 10-second throwaway as a cover for the vote against the military. And so for those people that are mad at me for voting for this, I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan too many times and looked these kids in the eyes, the young people that are defending our country, and I'm not going to send them over there without pay. And, you know, in the last 2 weeks, we've lost 9 military folks because of readiness issues, either equipment problems. So we're losing military men and women at a rate of 4 times to readiness challenges than we are to combat. And this omnibus is the first step to patch that up and to go back to Reagan's standard of peace through strength. And it's working. Look at the way the Chinese are starting to talk to us. Look at the way the North Koreans want to sit down and talk to us. And so this is an investment to continue down that same road.
Okay. Congressman Bill Flores joins the Post every Wednesday, usually on the phone, but today fortunate enough to have him in the studio. Appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our first responders.
All right. Thank you, sir.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family, and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria itself. Childs
but if
of
you're
Child Dermatology
for someday,
bringing the Focus on the Family
careful.
Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
The idea that opposites attract is a notion as old as romance itself. But if you're dating and hope to be married someday, be careful. The underlying motives drawing you toward that special someone may not be as healthy as they seem on the surface. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's not unusual for people to be drawn together out of their brokenness. Take Liz and Frank, for example. Liz struggled with low self-esteem, so it's no wonder she fell in love with her extreme opposite. Frank was overly confident. In fact, his personality was so strong and outgoing, he often dominated weaker personalities, including Liz. And that, of course, made her self-esteem even more fragile. Do you see the problem? Their brokenness fed off each other, bringing out the worst in each person, not the best. The reasons for such dysfunctional patterns are usually pretty simple. Instead of seeking personal growth and healing, many people rely on someone else to fill in the missing pieces in their personality. But a union founded in brokenness can't sustain itself for very long. Two broken people can't combine their wounds to create a successful relationship. Ideally, couples will be attracted to their opposite in positive ways, and that typically requires two individuals, each of whose strengths serve as a complement to their partner's weaknesses. When that happens, those differences bring out the best in each other rather than the worst. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. about all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit UMA.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. UMA, the phone your small business deserves.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
I'm going to take a ball peen hammer to my computer now. You want to go ahead and do the sports?
Yeah, I guess
okay.
I can.
All right, thanks. Okay, appreciate that.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning, it's 7:54. Texas A&M football held its annual Pro Day yesterday with several players taking part, including 2012 Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel.
I need to say thanks to Jimbo. Coach Fisher, you know, without seeing that, I mean, I saw it on Twitter, and for him to just to be like that and roll out the red carpet, especially at a time in my life where I don't feel like I've made the school like exactly proud all the time, for him to be like that, and you know, I've only met him twice. He's been great to me both times, so I want to say thank you to him. Thank you to Christian, the rest of the guys for, you know, allowing me just to come out and be a part of it. I know sometimes when I get involved, it turns into be a little bit about me, and it's really not. That's why I said what I said yesterday in a tweet, that, you know, this is Christian's day. This is his day. These are the rest of the guys' day that are out here trying to fulfill their dream of getting drafted, and I'm just here being a part of it, trying to give them some balls.
Now, you heard Manziel mention wide receiver Christian Kirk, who's looking to stretch the Aggie streak of first-round picks to 9 straight years.
I'd be wrong if I said, you know, it didn't mean anything. It definitely means a lot. Definitely be able to carry on that tradition. And then that's every kid's dream, to be able to go to college, have a great successful career, be a first-round draft pick, and walk across that stage. So that's definitely a goal of mine. But like I said, you know, wherever I get picked up, I'm going to be blessed. And, you know, once I get to the next level, then that's a new chapter. And, you know, I'm going to have to go on the field and do my thing.
Now, Kirk will leave Texas A&M without ever having played a down for new head coach Jimbo Fisher. However, Fisher says he's been impressed by the wideout all the same.
I liked Coach a lot of those guys, but, yeah, definitely him now. I mean, you can see, and just in my meetings with Christian when I first got here doing bowl practice and watching him practice, and just, you know, Christian gets it. I mean, I'll be shocked if he doesn't have an unbelievable professional career. I mean, because he's so gifted, but he's so wired in to what you want a player to think like and act like and play like.
For more sights and sounds from Pro Day, head over to our website, WTAW.com. On the baseball diamond, the 15th-ranked Dags were on the coast last night, taking on Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
From the stretch, a fly ball to left field. The wind's carrying this. It's going back. It's still going back. And he just went big fly over the fence and left. He went opposite field. We'll tell you, we'll look at the wind here in a little bit, but it's a wind that blows from the right field corner to the left field corner. That's prevailing southwest wind back to the south and northeast, and he just went big fly and just made it a 2-0 game.
Braden Shoemake provided the fireworks on the top of the first, and the Aggies never looked back as they edged the Islanders 5-3. Freshman Asa Lacey picked up the win on the mound, tossing 1 1/3 shutout innings as the guys improved to 20-6 on the year. Now, number 12 Aggie softball is back at home this afternoon as it welcomes Lamar to town for a midweek matchup. Maroon and White are looking to get back on the win wagon after getting swept at number 6 Florida. Now, of course, the weather is, at least it looks like it's going to be pretty nasty, so maybe the Aggies can get the game in, maybe not. First pitch is set for 5 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and 98.7 FM. On the court, LaMarcus Aldridge was forced to leave with a knee injury as the San Antonio Spurs came up short to the Washington Wizards last night, 116-106. Meanwhile, Eric Gordon scored 31 points and tied a career high with 8 three-pointers as the Houston Rockets rolled over the Chicago Bulls, 118-86. And Harrison Barnes racked up 20 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds as the Dallas Mavericks got the better of the Sacramento Kings, 103-97. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars finally got off the schneid, besting the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2. Alexander Radulov found the net 40 seconds into overtime as Dallas snaps an 8-game losing skid. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during truck month. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge truck month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Kick the cat, now we head it down to Schlitterbahn.
We like to keep it cool in the summertime. Just any pool won't do, we go big time. Still the one and only classic. Always the hottest, coolest night. Always Schlitterbahn. Always the hottest, coolest night. Come play Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Bit of chill, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So ESPN is doing an in-game interview with an outfielder, Mookie Betts, yesterday, the Red Sox. Here's what happened.
You didn't just drop the mic and walk off knowing that this is a strike and I'm done.
I wanted to, but because, yeah, I mean, it's etiquette, you know, right. Bowling etiquette. You can't.
Yeah. Guy hits the ball.
There you go.
I ain't getting this one, boys.
Get on your horse. That was the cutoff.
They singled past him while he's doing an interview on ESPN. Yeah.
I love that, though, that they're micing the guys up live during the game.
They've done that before. I was wondering how long it was going to take before that actually happened.
Yeah, well, as long as they behave themselves as far as the words are concerned, that'll
and
be
okay.
And
he did, considering he just had a ball hit over his head.
You bet. Thunder and lightning out there. We're going to have that most of the day. 75 for a high temperature today, and the rain gets out of here tomorrow. It's 61 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.